Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Well, I gave you good news, and I gave you some bad news, so that's good. So,
no Red, news Red, good news.
Red Snapper, there'll be a place for you to park out in the ocean. Trailer, there ain't going to be no place to park in on the land.
Nope.
Okay.
Mayport's going to be a busy place, isn't it? And so is Beach.
Oh, Beach Boulevard, what a zoo. I'm going to go ahead and tell all of our listeners, the city of Jacksonville Beach has made an offer to Beach Marine for that back parking lot. They made an offer of the appraised value from the government. Well, Beach Marine doesn't feel like the appraised value is enough money to justify the lot.
Now, where's the back lot you're talking about?
There's a back lot behind. There's a mound where they do the dredging.
Yeah.
Okay. And that there's a whole big block back lot back there to go park. And they got a little building built where they were taking money.
Yes.
At one time and charge him, which, you know, the guy owns the property.
He can do what he wants.
You're darn right.
Eminent domain it?
I'm sorry?
Can he eminent domain it?
I would hope not.
I'll just crash that.
I was part, when I was in city council, I was part of eminent domain, and that was on the south end of the beach. Mm-hmm. And those are little 50-foot lots. Okay, back in the day, a beach lot was very small because you have people that live there.
I'm not saying they should do that. I'm just asking about something. That's all I was trying to say.
And I just...
It happens.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I said
and
that.
And I just don't like taking somebody's property.
No, I agree with you. I just...
At all on that.
Knock
and,
a tee.
Anyway, I'm going to get out of that conversation right now.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Okay. The best rod and reel combo so far down there is, like we were talking about earlier, the St. Croix Mojo Yak.
That was the rod.
That was the rod that was... Now, the St. Croix actually had three rods, but that was the... they had the Mojo Trout, so I don't know if it was freshwater trout or saltwater trout. Hit that rod.
Should be saltwater.
Well, I tell you what.
The Mojo's a bass rod. Mojo is actually...
I can tell you guys is that the fish are awful smart if they know what rod that you're holding.
Because of the biggest fish I've seen caught have been on those little Snoopy rods
on
the pier.
Okay.
I think the reel was a Shimano, was it a Torm, I want to say, or something?
Saltwater reel with Shimano. Huh, that's a good one. My glasses are not even big enough for that. What's it?
Takata.
Takata?
Yeah, I saw that one too. But
that's a nice reel. Shimano.
I guess, yeah, Takata looks like it.
Yeah.
500 level wine reel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, level wine.
Level wine. So,
okay. And that's pretty cool because most of them are that open face. You know,
yes.
You gotta, they're not level
Shimano,
wine.
Shimano, they also have the best freshwater reel. I could care less about fly fishing. Good Lord.
I tell you what, Rick, that's a big thing down there, though.
It's big everywhere.
Half of it was fly fishing stuff.
Yeah.
Fly fishing is big everywhere except maybe around
except
here.
Except in my household.
They had actually ponds. They had ponds there, pools, whatever you want to call them, that were probably
built-in
80 by 100 or something, where they could actually
I know a lot of guys that do it up here with the flood tides for the reds, too.
Yeah, and Matt Chipperfield was on here the other day, and Matt did a real good job explaining it. You know, honestly, like nobody else has ever explained it, and he did it, you know, kind of broke it down, the ins and outs of it, and it makes a lot of sense the way Matt explained it. And at least I understood it from that perspective, what he did. Most guys, when you ask them, and
he does it in Guana, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But most of them can't give you an answer about why it's better or easier or more difficult, you know, but Matt actually broke down the science of it and everything else, and it was a really good show that...
Captain Brett Cannon, before he bought Atlantic Coast Marine, when he was doing his captain work, he would do some fly fishing. And we got James back on the line, and James does No fly fishing.
James is a big fly fisherman, right?
Yeah, I do a little fly fishing.
Yeah, when you want to swat them.
Yeah. I got you. So, James, you were saying that you left the dock the other day. But now, what boat were you on when I saw you guys?
I was on Tim Altman's boat.
Okay.
Him and his son run that big 36-footer contender, yeah. Okay.
So then you said that you were cranking on some jacks, and then we had to let you go. So what happened now?
Yeah, we had the three biggest jacks, and we had three folks on from I think they were from the Marine Science Center. And they were, all three of them were biologists. And so they were giving us some good information about fish and fishing, good stuff. And the young lady that was on board, she got to reel in the first jack that came in. And, oh, man, it gave her a good workout. Yes, it did. And then we hooked up on two simultaneously, and I pulled in the last one. But like I said, it was the biggest jack I had ever seen. And we were about three to four miles out. And when we came in on the beach, we saw a lot of movement, and that's where we kind of thought the kingfish may have been on the beach. But we never landed one. But it was a good day.
That's cool. Yeah, I saw that one boat that had those four motors on it. Man, he come flying by me down the river. He was stroking.
Yes.
And that thing was flying. I mean, that thing was getting it.
That dude runs about 70 miles an hour, man.
Yeah, he wasn't going that fast, but he was hauling. But
we were running about 40 or 50.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it. He was in front of us and gone.
Yeah, he passed me. Wow. I saw you guys. You guys, I let you guys go by me. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I had a young guy on the boat. I had Jay Dow and his son on the boat, and I didn't want to, put them in any kind of precarious situation out there. You know,
yeah.
Them boats come flying by us. But
no, it was pushing up a lot of weight going out. So
yeah, it was huge. Did y'all catch? Did any of the boats catch any good kingfish?
We got that I knew of. We had three that got weighed in for the prizes, because they actually gave away $100 certificate. The Palm Fish Camp this time. And so the biggest one was 23 pounds.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that was the biggest one weighed in. So it was a good day. The weather, the weather cooperated perfectly, and everybody had a good time. So it was a good day.
I do have a question for you, though. You said I'm about to pay for this picture? Now, why is that? What kind of picture is it?
Because it's canvas material. It needs to be on the canvas.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a really nice picture of you sitting on the boat.
That'd be really awesome.
Launching, the one I took.
All right, that'd be really awesome. I appreciate that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we can make it big. Didn't
you take one also?
24 by 30 or something.
Didn't you take one of me also sitting out in the water, too?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be awesome, man. Just let me know. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, so you might want, like I said, it's a good picture that you might want to put on canvas.
That'd be great.
No, yeah,
I'd be want one of those anyway. So that's cool. But anyway, so have you done any fishing lately? Besides that,
not this week, other than the media show.
Mm-hmm.
I had three charters over the last 2-3 weeks,
right.
And it was pretty good. Finally got into some trout. I you my boy. So I got mad at you one day. I came in with a skunk.
You did?
Yeah, when I came in with the skunk, you posted something about, we caught about 19 trout.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was crazy.
Let me get back out here and find some trout. As hot as this water is, there ain't no trout in that water.
Yeah, there
landed a couple on my next trip, so
yeah.
They was out there.
Yeah, just call me. I'll help you out, man. Yeah, that's best I can. I mean, I don't know everything, but I'll definitely try to help you.
No, we'll get out one day, man. Like I said, I want to fish with you anyway. Get out on the boat.
Yeah, we will.
Sometimes it's good to get out on another boat and relax. Hey, Spencer, please call me back, Spencer.
Oh, okay.
All right, James, thanks for calling, bud. We got to run, okay?
All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show. You want to give us a shout, give us a call at 904-296-2692. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Out.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709.
and receive $50 off your first service call.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back, and I'm still pumping blood, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Okay, and we're again. Where are
you? Oh, it anyway, takes a little scratch nowadays.
I tell you, it's all it takes to me is a little tiny, tiny scratch, and we get blood everywhere.
He'll send you the bill later,
okay,
Rick.
Okay, all right, get the medical bill. Hey. I'll just put it in the box with all the rest of them.
IOUs.
Okay. Fishing-wise, locally. Matter of fact, guys, I'm sitting here looking at a kayak, and Rosemarie, if you're listening, I am making every effort to be there tonight and really working hard to get there. And so, anyway. All right. That is the Kingfish Tournament, the Redfish Division Kayak and Boat Division, the Captain's Meetings tonight at 7 o'clock at Jim King.
The Redfish Challenge.
Redfish Challenge. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let me see if I can get back to where I was at now.
So let's see. We were talking about the...
I tell you what, there's a lot of new kayaks on the market now, and... that's amazing, some of the prices that they have.
They the keep going kayaks. Up.
No, these keep going down.
Oh, good.
These prices are actually going down.
Rick, yesterday they had some sort of boat, and it was a very odd looking contraption, but I guess you fly fish out of it. Like, I guess you can go down a stream and you row or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then we saw one that was a circular, like a saucer, that you sit in.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, somebody tried to get me to carry those, the saucer boats, and I just didn't see a big market in the intercoastal waterway for saucer boats.
Remember a few months back, we were talking about those.
Buy one.
Remember we were talking about those boats called Bote or Boat, B-O-T-E?
Uh-huh.
We saw some of those yesterday, and those are actually pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
They're really, really neat.
Now, you find those down at Guana Outpost.
Okay.
Dealership down there at Guana Outpost. And matter of fact, bringing her up, they just opened up a little area, a little store inside Guana. They won the bid for that.
Oh, nice.
But did you see all the dead fish in Guana?
Yeah.
And the only thing I can imagine is that I read everybody's post and everything, and the only thing I can think of is that the water did get where there was not enough oxygen in it.
Or it got too fresh for them.
Or too fresh.
Because salt water's not running into it right now. So,
and I wonder why that is.
Phil, I talked to Phil. He rode down there and looked at it. He said all the concrete's there. Just the fences aren't up. So Looks like, well, it'll be nice because when it first opens, there won't be any snags.
Yeah.
I mean, when they first started tearing it apart, he said they talked to some of the construction guys. He said they loaded numerous 5-gallon buckets full of lead and hooks that were just over the years that snag city. Yeah,
unbelievable. So they're rebuilding the dam. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they had cleaned it all out and
cleaned out the dam, rebuilt it.
Well, they took all the old concrete out and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, poured new.
Is that where all those fish were laying on both sides of it? I saw.
I wonder. Yeah. Well, hopefully we don't. Like I told him, I said, if there's other dead fish, like they may be further up along the banks, you know, big reds. So hopefully if somebody's in a kayak and sees that, they'll let us know. But
right.
So far, nobody said anything, so that's good. That's good in my opinion.
Right. No, that's cool then. I've never fished Guam before with a boat. You know, I've never been down there. I'd like to go down there and try it. But
there's some big trout in there.
That's what I keep hearing. Everybody is really high on it.
Yes.
And that's when the water level is right, I guess, what everybody tells me.
We used to... Yeah, I'm going back now, guys.
Ronnie Waterman, remember going
back
down there?
Back in the 80s, me and Bill Perry. Remember Coach Perry?
Yep.
Coach Ward and myself and Ronnie Waterman. We would go down there back in the day when you spent the night down there.
Yes.
If you wanted a spot to fish
we'd
for flounder.
We'd get there at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay. And, I mean, you spent the night, and it was kind of rotating basis because you already had your stakes out.
You can't down there, you mean?
I can't.
In
I mean,
trucks.
That's how many people would fish that dam area.
That's good.
I mean, it would be one, once that sun broke, it'd be one person after another just reeling in, flounder.
Yeah.
And you'd
assembly line, we'd take turns. As you're unhooking, the next person would
bring it. Flounders?
Big flounder.
Big old flounders.
Everything between like 5 and 8 pounds.
And the only way you lost one is when it went around one of the pole holders.
And you didn't have a braid then either.
And didn't have braid back.
To cause a massive...
So it was a massive.
Well, you know, Rick, we got the surf master on here. Well, one of the surf masters here on the show. How has the fishing been down at the pier and the beach, Spencer?
When the water's clean, it's pretty good. There's flounder, reds, trout, Spanish, tarpon. The guy hooked a tarpon on his float rig the other day at the pier.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. The fish are right in the surf.
Yeah,
they saw several kings skyrocketing through pogies 100 yards off the beach.
So, let me ask you a question about pogies, and I asked Noel this too. When is the ideal time to hit the beach and catch the pogies? Do the pogies always run in a certain depth, or do the pogies prefer a certain degree of water temperature? Kind of give us a breakdown on pogies.
I think they like it hot. That's when you really start to see them. But with them, I notice usually when the water has been very clear at the pier, they're out deeper. When the water dirties up and it's mud, where it doesn't look good to fish, they'll be right on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've noticed like last several trips, the water's been pretty dirty, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But what's odd is like every time you find a pod, it's like the water will be fairly green or whatever, but then you'll see like a real big mud patch.
That's them turning up the bottom.
That's them turning up the bottom.
And who knows what else is following? You got sharks, reds.
Well, that's why they're popping for anyway. You drive them to the top, correct?
Yeah.
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 We did see a king launch through
one. I love it. Yeah.
That was really cool to see.
Air.
We saw a tarpon launch through one of them. but you're right, though. The sharks.
They all swim together in those pogies.
But we have we went 0-for-5 on tarpon on Tuesday. I mean, some big ones too, buddy. But it was still fun. Some of them, like I told you, some of them were it would hit it and it would burn off as far as it, you almost spool you.
Oh, it's
and then you know, throw the hook or bite you off.
That's why it was easier to catch when we had the full pier on the end catching them, because you have the trolley rig and you have your treble hook. So when they hit, they have to pop that. We usually use like 6 to 8 pound, we call it a breakaway. So when they hit, they have to pop that just to swim off with the bait. So that's setting the hook. Like, whereas you're throwing it out there and you're having to wait for what you think is the right moment to set the hook.
There was no wait.
Yeah, I mean, it was just but a lot of times they'll just grab it and go from when you're not.
Happen to me to
oh,
happen.
Yeah, so, and it they'll did. Just spit it.
Mm-hmm.
But up on the pier, man, you pop. Same with the kings, man, they hit it their own. There's no. You don't set the hook. If you set the hook, you're going to end up pulling it right out of their mouth.
I'm assuming, I don't do much kingfish, and I've only done a couple of times. I know kings obviously have real sharp teeth.
Oh, yes.
So if you're using like mono, they're going to cut right through it, correct?
Yep. I remember
okay.
one of the weeks we had like 16 or 17 kings on a Saturday up there several years ago, and there's a boy who said he can catch one on mono. So he put his leader out, and I'm telling you, it was one of the biggest kings I've ever seen. Came up. Ate his bait and just kept swimming. I'm telling you, it was every bit of 50 plus. And I just said, That's how it works.
See, I think we had to happen to us too, because you can just tell, like, when a shark hits it,
the way a
shark will run. You know, tarpon for most part, like they did to us on Tuesday, when they know that they're hooked, most of them are going to skyrocket.
Yes, and, they're trying to throw that hook. Yeah,
I have one of them that I had one of them that hit on Tuesday that I was personally trying to catch. I caught one with a guy, I guess it was last year, year before last, which was a monster.
Yeah.
This one on Tuesday was, I mean, is every bit as big or not bigger. He didn't actually jump. He just come up and rolled.
Well, so the bigger they get, at least from my experience, they don't jump as high because they're just.
They don't have to. And, dude, he was like a freight train hitting it. I mean, it was just, it was over before it started. But, I mean, just seeing him, I mean, he's back, you know, that wide.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, it's exhilarating. It's awesome.
And usually if you say you get broke off using mono, you can usually tell what it was, because a lot of times with a shark, that mono is going to be frayed for a good amount.
Right.
The kingfish, it's usually just a clean. Same with a clear. It's going to be a clean cut.
That happened to us a lot.
Because those sharks, a lot of times, their tail will actually wrap around and hit the leader too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know how they feel, their sandpaper.
You know, we actually caught some stingrays. Some of the biggest stingrays I've ever seen in my life. I'm talking about 4 foot wide.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hit it, but
they follow the schools too.
And they take off like they're a shark or something, or
and then they
stop, and you're
that's
just,
when you just go ahead and cut the line.
Yeah,
I mean, so, well, I mean, no, we when did. They're that big, you're just wasting your time.
That's
at
what
that
we
point.
Did. Yeah, I mean, they're monsters. But the pogies though, when you don't see them popping on the water, how would you suggest, like, the callers or people listening to go out there and target them if you can't see them actually busting like
I
your
would
pods?
Look for bird activity.
Okay,
and look for. If you see fish busting anywhere, they're not just busting the water for their own good.
Sure.
They're definitely eating something.
Right.
And usually, okay, if the water's clear and you see a patch of brown all by itself, they're not always on the top flipping.
Correct.
Sometimes they're hanging down low.
Mm-hmm.
And like earlier this week, Phil said, when he was up there, there were mullet and pogies together.
Really?
So the mullet were getting showered by the tarpon, and then the sharks were in the middle of the pogies. He said they would go down and come up. So. You just want to look always bird activity, because that indicates there's something there.
Right.
You know, Spencer, I just ran across. I was looking for it. Now, why would somebody go and spend $8 to $10 on a lure that takes a battery
so it vibrates
better?
I know.
Now, why not buy...
So when you get broke off, you're out $8 to $10.
Why would you go spend $14 on a lure that doesn't have a battery? And, I mean, I'm guilty of it, and... Three casts later, you hunk on the bottom.
I know.
Charles can have that happen.
But if you're buying one with a battery in it, why not buy just one dozen live shrimp for $3.20? I mean,
I'm right with you.
If you're part of the joy and part of the skill of using artificial is the way that you move the bait.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what makes it fun.
That's what makes it fun, because. Not all of us move the bait the same way, because we don't reel the same way or anything mm-hmm. else. But you find a way, something that works for you.
Yeah. Okay?
And then I can walk the dog really good on a topwater plug.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a little popper that I make and on the jaw jackers that I mm-hmm. can catch a red trout
yeah.
anything, just because mm-hmm. I can pop that
yeah.
thing and know when to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of the skill of using artificial bait. Instead of having a battery go move it for you.
It's funny.
I wonder how effective it is. You got a picture of it over there? I like to see what I listen to.
I mean, it looks real. That's what it is.
Yeah, it looks real. I just went through it when we were talking. I'll see if I can go back
and like
find
it.
And
all right, folks, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show here on Sunny 102.3 FM. You can reach us here. I have a question for myself or Spencer or Mr. Rick at 904-296-2692. Apple or Android users, you can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. And if you're live streaming through your computer, just go to the website at www.gonefishingshow.com, www.gonefishingshow.com. And that's fishing with no G. I'm Captain Don Taylor, Mr. Rick Hill, and Spencer Brogdon in studio. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show. We'll be right back.
make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Z, the founder of the Original Tunis Restaurant, and Robert Rukab, owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. Don't miss the grand opening of Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now open at 847 Dunn Avenue. Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tollison family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes and tires to oil to everything, you can count on your locally owned and operated Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Because when your car isn't working right, we can help make your life a little easier. Come on by and see us. Trust the Midas touch. Visit Midas of Jacksonville today and receive $25 off per axle on your next brake service. This package includes lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed. See store for details. Offer applies to most vehicles. Discount off regular retail price.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, AJ Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof. So I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof. And after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be. No leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC. Roofing with integrity at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, back on the Gone Fishing radio show with Mr. Rick Hale. He's back in studio today and doing his thing again. We're glad to have him back. Mr. Spencer Brogdon, who is one of the, it is Brogdon, right?
Yep.
Okay. He's our peer surf guru. And I'm Captain Don Taylor, Jr. With Inshore Outdoors Fishing. So, Spencer, back to what you were saying. Rick, did you want to tell us about that battery thing, by the way, Rick?
No, it's, I couldn't find it again.
Okay, I'm just curious about that.
Well, I'm not going to pay that much for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the guy said, I wouldn't pay
you,
for it either.
And then you got to buy a battery, come to think of it.
And hope a fish doesn't break you off with it.
Well, I wouldn't use it anymore.
I know. I would use live fish long
Me
before.
Me too, absolutely.
I might put them in a fish tank if my fish keep dying.
Well, you know, didn't one of those lure companies come out, Rick, that had the, I don't want to say the name of it, but it had the shrimp, and you would kind of shake the shrimp, and you would hear a thing inside of it. And you like,
I know what you're talking about.
You go inside of it. You know, they gave this away in a captain's bag a couple of years ago for the FLA championship. But anyway, Spencer, so you were telling everybody, so the pogies, if you don't see them busting, to maybe check certain depths of the water, look for birds.
Patches of mud. If the water's clean, if there's just a random patch of mud, definitely check it.
Okay.
Because that usually doesn't happen.
Now, yeah, the birds are usually the best.
Pelicans diving,
love that. Terry went down went to the beach where you suggested.
Yeah.
It was catfish and...
Was the water dirty?
It must have been. I'm trying to think. It was catfish and a couple of whiting came in. They also caught a couple of whiting.
Did they find the cut I was talking about?
I'm not sure. I didn't go down there. Boy, that's the last place I wanted to go.
I know.
100-degree weather on the beach. Yes, sir.
You know, I was telling Spencer at the break, you know, I did a charter on Tuesday, and we caught, you know, nothing but, you know, monster redfish all day long. And then I just flipped through there. And then went back on Wednesday with a different trip. And I've never been broke off, you know, by fish. I mean, every fish we caught was an absolute drag smoker. And we're just going these long, long runs. You know, we did hook a couple of tarpon, of course, because they came out of the water. But wind up seeing, you know, also catching two monster stingrays. But, you know, there was probably 6 or 8, maybe 9, you know, fish that would just take off and run 75, 100 yards from the boat. I mean, just full out, just and then break the line off or throw the hook or something. And it just got to be where it was just... You know, what I have to do, you know.
It gets pretty frustrating.
No jumping?
Those fish, the one I'm talking about, no, they did not jump. Now, we did jump 5 tarpon because we actually saw them, you know, come out of the water. But the other ones that I'm talking about, the 8 or 9 that just would, just straight and then break us off, never got to see them. It was crazy.
It was kind of like me and you were talking about, Spencer. It's usually a straight run like that.
A lot of times it's a kingfish.
It's a kingfish.
Because usually a jack's not cutting through your line. You know what I mean?
No, and the jack's not going to go straight 90% of the time.
Jack's not. Yeah, jacks, they kind of like dog.
They go back
and forth.
That's how we knew on the pier. Anytime, if you don't see what fish hit, because jacks will have a good initial run.
Right.
But they don't get tired. Like on there, the king's going to run 150 yards, and then you go ahead and start bringing them in. A jack will start coming in, and then all of a sudden take off again, and that's when you know, okay, this isn't a king.
No.
Right. So a kingfish, the trait of a kingfish is just take off and just smoke out and run, huh?
Yep, straight east.
Straight east for the deep water. But no, there are some really big, like James was saying a while ago, there are some monster jacks that are on the beach right now chasing the bait and stuff. I mean, that's one of the biggest jacks I've ever seen.
What's weird is the pier now, there's been a few jacks, but Rick can remember on the old Jack's Beach pier, remember the amount of jacks that we would catch on the end? There could be 10 to 12 people hooked up at one time.
And I tell you what,
monsters.
And they fought. That's one of the best fighting fish you can hook into. Yeah, that one there right there, that's a good-sized jack. That's what we used to get at the end of the pier. And
I caught that 23-pound jack on my
6,500. I've seen men take 30 to 45 minutes to get one in like that.
It took him a while, but it wasn't that long. But I mean, it was one of the biggest ones I've ever had.
My buddy Timothy Sisler. They would have a king tournament on the pier, and it'd be a week long.
Mm-hmm.
So he hooked a jack, and he didn't want to deal with it. I think they weighed like 42 pounds. They got it up, weighed it, and let it go. I mean, that. Let me tell you, that thing. And I caught one fishing for flounder in shallow with a 6,500 with 15-pound line, 23-pound jack. It took me to the knot 3 or 4 times, and we finally got it in. Mm. I mean, your arms will hurt.
Yeah, they burn it out. Like that one right there. His name's Brian Cree.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Just as far as him just trying to pick it up in the boat, I mean, it was just...
The shark fishermen love having jacks to paddle out from on the beach. You know how they are so bloody.
Bloody, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but you saw that video. I would just warn the people, and I know we touched on it earlier, if you're out at the beach, folks, I mean.
There are some serious sharks out there
now. Yeah, we're literally catching puggies off the beach. We're not trying to discourage anybody from going to the beach, but I would be mindful of your surroundings. And we're catching puggies, 50, 75 yards off the beach in a lot of cases.
If you see a school of fish coming, just get out. You can wait. Yeah. Get out of the water. Let it go by.
In September and October when the mullets come through.
Those big spinners are jumping out of the water everywhere.
I mean, the mullet on the beach.
October.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Last of September,
tarpon,
October.
Kings, everything.
They're about yay big, and they'll cover a quarter of a mile of an area.
They'll come up on the sand trying to get away from the sharks.
The
mullet run. Yeah.
The mullet run is just unbelievable. And as far as the eye can see, there's a school of mullet. And
Rick knows how shallow the sharks get. Do you remember the day on the pier? Do you remember that day? There's a seagull landed out there and caught like a bait. And then so he flew in shallow, landed at, knee-deep?
Knee-deep.
Knee-deep water, big old bull shark. I mean, gone. The seagull got engulfed.
We were in there looking for, getting ready to catch the
mullet.
The mullet. And I mean, that bird came down.
As soon as he landed.
And that was it. I mean.
And there was a lady with a dog, and the dog tried to take off into the water.
One of our show contributors, Jeff Altman, he and I were at the out by the beach, I guess, two Sundays ago. And I'm talking, we're 70. The poles are at. There's no secrets. Everybody
yes, yes.
We got kayakers around us. We have paddleboarders around us, surfers out there. And Jeff caught a 6 foot or so, I want to say shark. And I mean, this is right by these people. I took a picture of him, and you can see the people clearly in the background. And it's just, I would just be careful. I personally wouldn't go out in that water, man, not me.
Let me tell you, in the 60s, I was in the first two or three surf contests, I finished second and third, both. And we have pictures of us riding waves in the dark spots with riding the wave with us, and and you see it in Australia. But now the difference between us and Australia has the big
when the great white tastes
great
you,
white great
it's
white
a much
sharks.
Larger bite.
By the way, were you on the beach earlier this week by any chance, like Monday or Tuesday, Sunday or Monday?
In Ponte Vedra.
Did you guys see how big the waves were?
They're huge.
I didn't even notice
that. In Ponte Vedra, they're big. Yeah, they're big in Ponte Vedra.
I mean, Rick, some of the biggest waves I've ever seen. I mean, you would think you were in
just from tropical storm hurricane.
Yeah, just the swells. I mean, they were monstrous. They were coming over the end of the inlet.
Several people had to get rescued too because they're getting these runouts.
Yeah, the runouts.
He said he was in five. The one guy, did you see it on the Facebook? He said him and his daughter almost got. Surfers, luckily there were some surfers who saw what was going on.
But when we
they were 5 foot deep, and he says he could touch the bottom, but the pool was so strong that he couldn't get. He said he was right there by the shore, and it still pulled him out 150 yards.
So what have you been back to? You're fascinated since you're one of our guests. What have you been targeting on the beach, by the way, here lately?
Trout, and
really?
And some. There's still some big whiting around.
There's some nice whiting around
with all the sand fleas around. I just use sand fleas.
The sand fleas are, I think, more abundant this year than I've seen them in quite a few years.
It's finally a good year.
Yeah.
We actually did it last year.
Last year, there was.
Well, what I've noticed is every time they dredge the beach, you have about 2 years where they have just, it just covers them up.
With people getting caught into a runout, they need to swim side to side if you're ever on the beach.
Or just let it take you out because eventually it stops. Don't fight it. You cannot fight it.
Hello, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. How are y'all?
What can we do to help you?
Hey, just want to let people aware of the fact on these when, as far as your this week for our customers, we've had some people that are the boat and the trailer have the same name, and they're really having a hard time getting parts, and the support for those trailers is slim and none. And if you were to go buy a boat, a word of advice would be to not buy a trailer that has the same name as that boat.
Is this Big Jim?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't even sound like you. Hang on to through the bay break till we get back.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Go ahead. Get us out of here.
All right, folks. This is Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. You can download us on the internet by typing in Sunny FM 102.3 on the App Store, or listen live at www.gonefishingshow.com. That's Gone Fishing Show, fishingwithnog.com. Out.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
You know, Jim, Donnie was asking me what in the world he were talking about, and I would have never known, and I'm not going to mention the brand.
Right.
But
I was trying to be nice.
Right. But yeah, I remember you had
something unusual for me, but
yeah,
you know, I'm just telling you, some of my customers this week they've had problems.
Yeah.
And their problems stem from the fact that their trailer wasn't made in Florida.
Okay.
Or it wasn't made for Florida's environment. Caravan trailers are made in either Minnesota or Wisconsin. They're zinc plated. They're not galvanized like a Magic Tilt or Float On or some of the ones that are made here in Florida.
Easy load.
So we see, you know, the axles last a year, you know, maybe two, and then they're not any good anymore. You know, so to know that going into the before you get into the battle, before you make your purchase, you know, pick something that's supported through the state of Florida, you know, where you can get the parts within state, in state, where you don't have to go to flipping Arkansas or Missouri or Minnesota to get your parts freighted in, number one. Then the quality of the parts, you know, the zinc, they got raw steel, then you got zinc plate, then you got galvanized, and then you got stainless steel. Stainless steel being the best. You know, so all that stuff holds up accordingly to what you bought. The zinc plated stuff just doesn't hold up here. You know, the fresh waters that they fish up there in Minnesota and the Great Lakes area, that's great. But for here, it's got to be galvanized. And the galvanizing of today is not equal to the galvanizing that we had years ago because of the byproduct. And it's too hot for the environment. The EPA won't let them put all the zinc in there that they used to and the components in there to make it more durable. You know, but the same name on the trailer is the same name on the boat. You know, you're paying premium for that vessel. My customer has $100,000 into his boat, and the support for the trailer is so poor that he came to me trying to find a way out of his situation.
Well, this, I was telling him
about anything for him.
I was telling them about that pretty yellow and white boat that had that beautiful yellow and white trailer of the same name. Now, people, what Jim is talking about, you don't want to buy a South Seas boat and have a South Seas trailer, because that trailer might not have parts that are common to anywhere. All right. You might have to go right. That's another aspect of it.
You have to buy their parts because they use their specialty parts. They don't use mainstream parts. They use their specific configuration. Shorelander parts, like if a Magic Tilt uses 5 parts to accomplish something, Shorelander will need 10 or 15 parts.
Right.
They do that for a reason.
Make
it more complicated. That way they can get more money out of their customers.
I think, Jim, mine's an easy loader, right?
Easy loader. Easy loaders, at least they're local. They're in-state.
Right.
They got a pretty good customer service now, you know. And they're a lot better than some.
Well, I was using the name South Seas because I know they're out of business. But
I know you were being good too.
Yes, I was. I was being nice.
But you know, I see the hardships my customers are going through, and you always hear, you know, learn from somebody else's mistakes.
That's right.
So I felt to call in this week and just say, hey, you know, just realize when you get that, ask where the trailer's manufactured. Just take a few minutes and say, hey, where did this come from? You know, and if they say Arkansas, or they say Minnesota, or Wisconsin, or Missouri, or there's a couple out there. Actually, some of them are supported from Washington State.
Wow.
You know, we can't get much further than that and still be continental U.S. And it just makes it so much harder on the customer. And the people they don't have as readily a supply of parts as what the mainstream suppliers, you know, come up with.
So, Jim.
So it's just a situation you don't want to put yourself into. And you know, it's just so much, it costs you so much more money in the long run, where if you get an in-state trailer with galvanized steel and stainless steel hardware and service your trailer at least once a year, at least, you know, the biggest downfall we see is the hubs blowing and blowing up axles. A hub is $40. An axle, torsion axle, is $500 and $120 in freight. If you just service that hub at least once a year, you're saving yourselves $500 just
from a flip-up. Jim, so like, give us an example. So like, what are these name brand, just throw a name brand out there, trailers that
were Magic Tilt.
Okay, what's Magic Tilt doing? Like, are they putting like smaller hubs or bigger hubs or leaf springs or something that's so
they
different?
They just use all their parts are readily available. They're mainstream parts. They, you know, the springs that they use or the hubs they use are specialty hubs. You know,
I was asking, like, what?
There's not many, no maintenance-free situations out there in life.
No, I was saying, like, what are the manufacturer, the name brands, what are they doing to theirs that are making it so specialized? I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Oh, what are they doing?
Yes, sir.
They will use a specific spring that nobody else uses, or they'll use specific spring hangers that nobody else uses. You know, the hookup on them's different. You can't intermarry this with that. You have to use their parts. You know, the spring hangers, the springs. Some of them use these specialty hubs.
Now this is really
true. Some of them are using they call them maintenance free hubs, but they blow out in 2 years.
Now this is really true when you buy a trailer that has the same name as the boat.
Even more so.
It's exponentially more
difficult. It's harder to get, you know, and most people, they don't allow enough time for the repair, you know, because their trip to the Keys is in 2 weeks. But when you have that same name situation, the parts might take a week or two to get in. Whereas if it's an in-state supplier, you can have there within the next day or 2 to 3 days.
And there, another
That's
name,
the deal.
Another name that comes to my mind is Continental Trailers.
Yep. Continental is right here in state.
Yeah,
they got a good support. You know, it's, but these other ones don't. And it's just, it boils down to time and money. And you've already spent your boat and you, you know, and you got your trailer and you're trying to stay on top of everything. And, you know, it's, you already laid out enough money. Why not trade a, why not try to keep that at a minimum? You know, service your trailer. It costs you less in the long run than it does to wait till you blow a hub, blow an axle. You know, some of these boats, they get 20 foot and above, you break down on the road, tow trucks and all can't get you. On Beach Boulevard, on 3rd Street, there was, they had to resort to getting a crane to pick it up and put it on a flatbed because of the situation.
Really, oh, man. Yeah.
I think that was like $900.
And by the, hold on, Jim. And by the way, folks, we're talking to the big Jim. He's at Fat Cat Trailers down at Jacksonville Beach. He calls from Rick's Bait and Tackle. Jim, real quick, give us your phone number and a way folks can get in touch with you. Things, set up an appointment with you. Come see you.
904-247-1727. Y'all have a good one. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
big Jim. All right, tonight, guys, we want you to get out and support the charities, Marine Charities. Be at that captain's meeting at Jim King Park. Starts at 7 o'clock. That's for the Redfish Boat and Kayak Tournament and the Kingfish Division. The Redfish Division and the Kingfish Tournament. There we go.
Correct.
All right, and that's Marine Charities, which helps a lot in Jacksonville. So be there tonight. Sign up. Support the tournament.
7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. I'm finished. I'm going to go take a nap.
That's no problem. I'm Captain Don Taylor Jr. With Mr. Spencer Brogdon.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.